an Idea by YBN Cordae, featuring Chance the Rapper, who is coming up in movie news today.
Welcome to Movies, Movies, Movies on Mornings with Bridie Tanner, featuring Jack and Andre.
But before we get into movie news, Jack, Andre, my film lords, how are you?
Where have you been?
I've been in Grafton, visiting my family. I missed you.
I missed you too. Did you see any movies?
I haven't watched anything in the past week, I'm sorry. But I have heard, I nearly went to Lion King, which we're about to talk about. And that's the sort of thing I would never go and see. I'm not even that big on the first Lion King.
Why do you want to go see it?
I don't.
Oh.
But it almost did. My family were like, oh, we should go see Lion King while you're in town. Because at Grafton Cinemas, you know, there's only three movies on at the time.
Yeah.
And I kind of avoided it. But you both saw it, and it's actually getting reviewed today in two reviews.
That's true.
Did they go see it? Did they like it?
Nobody saw it.
I refused.
I said, let's do something else.
Okay. Cool.
Let's play Connect 4 or anything else.
Seriously, anything but
seeing
that
you
movie.
Guys might like it. I don't know. We're going to find out. First of all, though, it's time to find out what's been happening in the world of cinema.
Movie news.
Speaking of The Lion King and Chance the Rapper, who we just heard from, who actually cancelled Splendor, I heard on the radio the other day. Yeah, well, no, he didn't play at Splendor in the Grass.
Oh, my gosh.
People love to not come to Australia.
Yeah, it's a real thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's a real career move.
It's a real career move to not come to Splendor or, like, just kind of blow it off. Like, Azalea Banks came to Splendor, but then didn't really care.
Didn't really
Princess Nokia bailed as well.
Are you defending
Jungle
Chance?
Pussy bailed a few years ago. I'm not defending. I'm just like, oh, whatever.
It happens.
He's busy. He just did The Lion King, and he was actually brought onto The Lion King movie as a nostalgia consultant.
What is that?
So it's basically to make sure that they're on track and that it exactly replicated the original emotions of the first movie, which this film desperately tries to do and not change a single thing.
And Chance the Rapper is the only one who could...
I guess so. It was brought on, but then he ended up doing a voice acting role. Donald Glover got him involved with voice acting, and now he's doing a slate of animation.
It was a Donald Glover gig. Donald Glover, who was originally on The Lion King voicing Simba, was just like, you should get Chance the Rapper on board because he just knows everything as a 90s kid. He just loves The Lion King.
Who's also Donald Glover, who's also formerly not come to Australia.
Yeah,
famously.
But also did come this time. Did come to Splendor. I saw the stories.
And also, he was supposed to come once at Big Day Out, and I can confirm he did come.
So I never know if your news stories are joke pieces or not, and I thought that might be a joke
piece. It's fully true.
This next one I also thought, the Barbie movie is going to have two of the most rockin' awesome female film lords in the world in it, which probably kind of flies in the face of all those, you know, I think there's like hundreds of crappy animated Barbie movies, which I don't know, Barbie kind of makes me sick.
Well, the Barbie movie's been in the oven for a couple of years now, and it's been jumping from person to person. At one point it was Amy Schumer who was going to portray the character. Margot Robbie has now come on board to play Barbie, and Greta Gerwig, who we all know from Frances Ha, I'm just kidding, we all know we hate that movie, we all know from Lady Bird, has...
I don't hate Frances Ha.
People hate Frances Ha, though.
I know people hate Frances Ha.
People love to hate
I don't know what Frances Ha is. Let's move on.
Another Greta Gerwig film. She's been tapped to direct with some help, but not with a collaboration with Noah Baumbach. So Noah Baumbach, who made Frances Ha with Greta Gerwig. Anyway, Greta, Margot, magic is going to happen.
Are they just going to adapt Lisa Lionheart episode of The Simpsons?
That would be good.
I'm not a 90s consultant, so I don't know what that is.
I am. I reckon that's a good idea, Jack. And so this Noah person, did I read that that's Greta's partner?
I think it is, yes. And they've previously made a film together called Frances Ha.
Which is hot. Keep it in the family.
Keep it in the family, as they say in Lion King.
Frances Ha Ha Ha.
Okay, so that's the Barbie movie. When can we expect to see that in cinemas?
Well, it hasn't even... production hasn't even started, so potentially not for another year
probably
and a half.
Probably soon, though, especially if it's like The Lion King, where they just sort of rush it out before they even sync the lips to the voices.
Another film that's been rushed, Hustlers, was only being shot earlier this year, and it's going to come out in September, so...
I'm so excited for Hustlers.
What's the connection?
So Hustlers, there's no connection other than it's another movie coming out. But it's
that
got
was rush made.
Jennifer Lopez, right. Cardi B in it, and
Lizzo.
It's also got Trace Lazette, but she's been kind of like erased from the lineup, which is
Trace
weird.
Erasure.
Interesting. That might have to be covered in
future news. We'll definitely come back to that news.
We'll give you the scoop.
Now, Lashana Lynch is going to be the new 007, but not the new James Bond. I don't know what that means. I've never seen a James Bond film. Help me out here.
So not Jane Lynch from Glee. Lashana Lynch, who was actually the gay love interest in Captain Marvel. And when I say gay love interest, this is like a Marvel movie made by the CEO of Marvel who donates to Trump. So the lesbian undertones were really played down. But essentially, the lesbian love interest in Captain Marvel is going to be the new 007. Mm-hmm. And everyone's saying she's not going to be James Bond because that role is in talks to be played by Scarlett Johansson as a trans man.
But also, famously, not that many people know what to say about this because no one actually cares about James Bond. No one knows how to comment because no one actually has an opinion about James Bond.
That's why we have our film awards, Jack and Andre.
To have an opinion indeed. And be informative.
What's your hot take?
The hot take is that we thought it was going to be Jane Lynch, Sue Sylvester, the mean gym teacher from Glee, and it's not going to be her, and we're disappointed.
I guess we're excited to know who's going to do the song, though.
That's true, that's true. I mean, I've been saying it for years.
Who can forget Jack White?
Jack White and Alicia Keys, I've been tapping Lana to do the theme song for years now, and she would just be so perfect for it, but she's also going to be busy making the Elvis biopic with Baz Luhrmann.
There you go.
There you go.
That was movie news.
Deadening news. We never said it was good news. We never said it was good news.
Film Lords Jack and Andre are going to stick around and give you two reviews coming up, The Lion King, the new one, and Desperately Seeking Susan. If you've seen either of those films, we want to hear from you. You can text in and let us know your hot take on 0409 945 945. This is Little Beast by Sportsbra. FBI 94.5. Little Beast by Sportsbra. This is Movies, Movies, Movies on Mornings.
One!
No. Two reviews.
Give me more reviews!
Two reviews. Film Lord Andre, you will be going first for two reviews, and you're looking at a movie that was made in 1985 and is showing in Sydney this week.
That's right. Beep, 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 beep. Hello, 1985. Can you hear me? Yes. Desperately Seeking Susan is screening at Golden Age Cinema Wednesday the 24th of July, which in my books is in 2 days' time.
Let's take a little listen to a clip from the movie, shall we?
A woman named Susan.
Come on.
Orion Pictures presents Desperately Seeking Susan.
Susan!
My God, we all thought you were dead.
Sounds like it's taken straight off a video.
This is kind of what I imagine the soundtrack to, like, Grafton sounding like.
Very similar.
Well, anyway, back to the review. I had to stop writing this, actually, because I literally had a contained mental breakdown, which ended with me watching not one, but three Madonna interviews on Oprah, followed by some interviews with Jane Lynch from Glee, while eating toast with honey in bed. Am I a writer yet? Has anyone ever asked Madonna a question ever about her art? Okay, sorry, back to the job. As a textbook non-expert on the 80s, I am unqualified to rate a New Yorkie about Madonna in Desperately Seeking Susan, a film. Considering my favourite 80s movie is Robin singing Sandcastles in the Sand in How I Met Your Mother. But what Madonna achieves in this, her pre-Parent Trap flick, is something close to home for me. Her acting is about disassociating, which I do a lot at parties. Desperately Seeking Susan screens at Golden Age Cinema this Wednesday. Jack, did you get to watch this film? And if so, did you disassociate?
I disassociated and caught the last, like, 20 minutes.
Right.
Yeah, and it just seemed fun and chill.
Right. So what part of it did you like? Or not like?
I don't know. It's hard to talk about the 80s. It's kind of my cultural blind spot, and yes. I don't care about any of the 80s.
How did you feel about the inclusion of the military in the middle of the film?
Can we move on?
We can move on.
Pass.
If you like.
Okay. If you love the 80s and you want to go see Desperately Seeking Susan, it is at Golden Age Cinema on Wednesday.
That's right. Yes, Golden Age Cinema. It's the throwback screening, and also Golden Age. I'm not going to go into details, but just get this. Along with the screening this Wednesday, there is a tarot reader to read your horoscope.
No way.
Life's not fair, is it, my little friend? While some are born to feast, others spend their lives in the dark.
That might be familiar to you if you've gone and seen the new Lion King, which is getting reviewed now by Film Lord Jack. What did you reckon?
Well, I'd love to hear from everyone who's seen it because I feel like this is probably the most divisive film of the year. For me, this is peak same old shit but make it HD, which is kind of MAGA if you look at it too long. When there's 200 mil in a weekend, you kind of have to engage with it. And it makes me wonder, did Elton John in the original help me lead the life I do now as legally being able to have butt sex and, like, not get murdered by police?
Mm.
It's almost like a film has to be this deeply conservative in its politics for there to be space for progress within it, like a whole black cast. The Hakuna Matata section is all about how much better it is to live in a vegan queer community that engage with toxic patriarchal inheritance wars. So when Nala comes and is like, Simba, we need a man to fix everything, it kind of makes you wish they'd actually used all of Beyoncé's new music and made it about her leading the lioness's Handmaid's Tale style against, let's be real, a pretty pathetic Scar. So it would be safe for Simba to grow up queer? Also, why don't any of the lions have dicks in this?
That's what I found the most weird about this, is that, not that it's actually important, and I know I'm being classic,
it is
Andre,
important. It's but weird. I mean, like,
it's strange to see an animal roll over so many times, and they've obviously edited out their genitals. I'm not trying to encourage them to do that, but I want to see some lion titties. There,
it's weird. You go to the gallery, and there's like hundreds and hundreds of naked women, and that's not commented on, and kids can go into that space. Okay. But Lion King can't have dicks.
Look,
can you imagine if they had put dicks and genitals on the animals, how much that would just take over the press about this movie?
Exactly, truly,
but
truly.
But it would just be, but like, they're animals. Why are we shaming animals for having dicks? Dogs have dicks in the park. It's weird.
Dicks in the park. Dogs and dicks in
the
park.
Dogs have dicks in the park, everyone.
I really don't understand.
Lions have dicks.
Not to occupy too much space talking about Lion King, but I find it kind of... I mean, personally, I think it's a little bit disappointing to think that the cast and crew of this film deeply love such a boring, archetypal and patriarchal story, and they have to feel the need to reclaim it as their own with an all-black cast in a way that's somehow progressive, but actually the film is deeply conservative because it's all about royalty and how you shouldn't leave the home that you leave... You shouldn't leave the home that you live in to go seek somewhere else to flourish and grow. You should fight your own fight back home,
but maybe that's
and claim
kind
your
of
turf.
There's parts of that that I kind of understand and I empathise with, where it's like, actually when things are bad, like I was thinking about like what the message is for the lead character, which is like, don't just go into the clouds when things are bad. Like, you need to fight. You need to, you know, get back in the ring and fight for the things that are right.
But my
which I kind of
am
into,
King,
but I'm not into the patriarchal like inheritance stuff, and I don't
my
like that.
My thing about Lion King is that
back.
Why doesn't the whole of Pride Rock move to where Timon and Pumbaa live? It's
seriously,
so clear that
and just
Pride,
colonize that area.
Pride Rock sucks. It's short grass, vegetation is lacking.
Shut up, Andre.
And Timon and Pumbaa live in a sanctuary with all these other animals.
But why don't
and it's
they
assimilation.
Take, but they just they don't have to move. They can just take lessons from Hakuna Matata, which I hope will happen in the future, and they can stay where they are.
Hakuna Matata,
it.
Which is now owned by Disney, can I just say? They've trademarked
okay.
that term.
What? Oh my god.
Okay, let's not get too upset
sorry.
Over The Lion King. All right. If you've seen it, you can text in and
we
let us know.
We didn't do our words. We didn't do our words.
Maybe we didn't do our words. Well, look, if you want to text in what you gave Lion King in a word, 0409 945 945. Jack and Andre, what would you give The Lion King in a word?
I'm going to give it Hakuna, and you're going to give it Matata.
I might give it Quiet.
It's Quiet.
And what about for Desperately Seeking Susan?
80s.
Loud.
Loud and 80s.
You can follow at movies_movies_movies_ to see two reviews on Instagram put up for you by the Film Lords. We're going to go to a song from Emma Russick. This is Horses with a Language Warning. And up next on Sydney Spotlight, Jack and Andre need your help to get Asian Girls, a new film by a Korean-Australian director, an actor award. We'll tell you more about that in Sydney Spotlight right after this. FBI 94.5. That was Horses by Emma Russick. Movies, movies, movies here on Mornings. I'm joined by Film Lords Jack and Andre.
What's happening?
Movies, yeah, I love Sydney. Movies, movies.
Sydney Spotlight.
And you guys are mounting a campaign to get Asian Girls, already a fan favourite at South by Southwest, Melbourne Film Festival and Sydney Film Festival, an actor award. Mm. First of all, tell us what this movie is about.
So the film is by Hyung Lee, who is a fabulous emerging director from Sydney. And it's about, basically, it's this nightmarish dreamscape movie about these two women who live in an apartment, their neighbours, one of them's a factory worker, and they both start having these, like, connected hallucinations. I don't know. It's open to interpretation.
You can watch it online as well.
You can watch it online, but
Can you give us a film, like, if you liked this film, you'll like Asian Girls?
If you like Mulholland Drive and you also like Rainbow Chan, watch this film.
And you also like The Grudge, then this film.
And this is available online to watch now, you say?
I mean, Jack, you want to back that up?
Yeah. It's available to watch online. It went live earlier this year, and it's up for an actor award as part of this social shorts category. So,
and the actor isn't like actor and actress actor.
No.
It's like an acronym.
AACTA, which used to be AFI Awards, but they changed that.
Anyway, what is this award?
So basically, it's the Australian Oscars. So you get the glam and the power and the industry doodad of the Oscars, bring it to Australia, and that's the actor awards. It's one of the most important milestones for a filmmaker or someone working in the film industry, I guess.
And this
and it would be great for her to, you know, snag a little award, even if it's for like a petite section.
Exactly. And this award could go to someone bougie and boring. Totally. But we think it should go to Hyun Lee, and we're putting all of our huge audience weight and influence behind it.
Yeah. Now, which award is Asian Girls up for in the actors?
So it's up for the, so the hashtag social shorts basically have three categories. There's drama, comedy, and then open. And she's in the open category, which I'm assuming means they're like miscellaneous. Like,
it means they're outside of the binary of drama, comedy.
Exactly, yeah. But all the categories run at the same time. Voting opened a couple of days ago. All you have to do to vote is hop on to hashtag social shorts website, which is www.actor.com/social shorts.
I thought it was www.socialshorts.com.au.
Or that too.
Just
as
Google
well.
Social shorts actor.
And then all you have to do is click like on the film, and then that's a vote. That's all you have to do. And it's even better if you share it on Facebook, because get that social media traction, baby. And all the films culled together will have a winner by the 28th of July. So fingers crossed.
Well, it's also like, we're just so desperate for a feature from Hyun Lee.
Actually, you know what I mean? To get her a feature deal.
Where does Rainbow Chan fit into all this?
She stars in the film.
Really?
Yeah. She's an actress in the film.
It's just like, heaven forbid we have a good Australian feature film to watch. Can you please like vote for this so that we can actually watch some cool stuff?
Actually, heaven forbid we have like a scary, whacked up, Sydney-based queer horror film underway.
You can change all of this by just heading along to socialshorts.com. Check out Asian Girls and give it a thumbs up to vote for it to win an actor award. Thank you so much, Film Lords Jack and Andre, for coming in for Movies, Movies, Movies today.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks, guys.
Listen back on the podcast. Hey, still to come, we have a Western Sydney Poetry Slam to tell you all about. This is Actress by Dog Power.
This podcast is produced by FBI Radio in Sydney. Find more at fbiradio.com/podcasts.